This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
In that interview with the Sun, the president also tearing into London Mayor Sadiq Khan for not standing up to terrorists. He's clearly attempting to rattle his British critics. Let's get reaction from retired four-star general and Fox News senior strategic analyst General Jack Keane. Good evening, sir.
Yeah, good evening, Shannon.
Okay, so how do you think this is going to go down with the president now sitting face-to-face with Theresa May after this article that raised a lot of criticism of at least her policies, if not her?
Well, I got to admit, when he did his press conference in Brussels right after the NATO summit, I was a little bit surprised how uncharacteristically restrained he was in talking about Brexit. And so I suspect, though, that, listen, we got his true feelings. And he was pro-Brexit, certainly, you know, before the vote, for all the obvious reasons. I think the British people's feelings about Brexit had a lot to do with the American feelings about some of our policies in America. So he has that in common with them. I suspect, though, that this evening and tomorrow with the Prime Minister, some of this will be smoothed over a little bit. I mean, that's kind of the playbook of Donald Trump, as you mentioned in the introduction. And I suspect that we'll have considerably more unity by the end of the day.
Okay, and then the president continues on to Russia. We have a brand new Fox poll that's out today that asks people how they feel about some of this. One of the polls, should President Trump meet with Russian President Putin? 59% said he should. 33% say he shouldn't. So he is definitely winning as he moves forward to this meeting with that group. But when asked in the same poll whether the president, how he's treating Russia, 5% say too tough, but 53% say not tough enough. 35% say about right. So people want him to have this meeting, but they don't think that he's being tough enough on Putin.
Yeah, it's an interesting phenomenon because the United States policies with Russia are very tough. And in terms of sanctions and public statements, meddling in our election, Ukraine, Crimea, intervention in Syria. So those policies have been tough. But the rhetoric from the president, he rarely ever mentions Putin, if at all, in a negative way. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what the American people are reacting to. I suspect the reason for that is he wants to get in the room with Putin. He wants to develop a relationship that's positive, even though we have fundamental disagreements. President Xi is a case in point. Mar-a-Lago positive meeting leads to North Korea changing a policy. Now, we don't know if they're going to follow through on that, but I think the president believes that that relationship has something to do with China putting the pressure on North Korea. So I think he wants to have a good relationship. He knows Putin is a thug. He knows Putin is trampling over U.S. interests and those of our allies. But I do believe that he thinks that's step one to dealing with some profound disagreements. This is a different president. He puts a lot of faith in a relationship and the transactional nature of doing business with an adversary in this case. I mean, he doesn't actually call him an adversary. I think they actually are an enemy, to be frank about it, in terms of what their goals and objectives are. And they look at us as a strategic opponent or an enemy. And he calls them a competitor. But I think that goes back to he doesn't want to prejudice his meeting with Putin. He knows full well also that he's been briefed on it, that Putin took advantage of our two previous presidents, and particularly Barack Obama, who Putin sized up very early, was wanting to avoid confrontation. So he took advantage of that. And I think it's going to be very interesting to see what comes out of it. I suspect he's going to say he's had a positive meeting.
We'll see. I know they have a lot of things to talk about, including North Korea, Syria, Crimea, and many, many other things. So I think most folks will hope that there is some positive outcome. But even the White House and the president saying they don't expect any major announcements from that meeting. We'll see. All right, General, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, good talking to you, Shannon.
Of course, all eyes and ears come Monday on what happens with this meeting. And, you know, if the media and those that are just eagerly wanting Donald Trump to beat the desktop and, you know, call, you know, the Russian, you know, president all kinds of names, you know, maybe that, even then, that probably won't satisfy them. But in negotiating, you've got to maintain some commonality. Let's see how it works out.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's the way we roll, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining in and sharing a part of your day with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Richard Mack joins us now, the champion of constitutional values, author, teacher, former sheriff. Sheriff here to talk about illegal immigration, the Justice Department crisis. Sheriff, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Well, Bill, thanks so much. I'm doing great. I hope you are too.
Yeah, I am. It's a wonderful day here in America and around the world. A lot of positive change, and I think that you know, we have lots of opportunity before us, especially what we saw yesterday in these hearings. Some people are willing to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I'm curious to get your read as a sheriff, you know, and having these instincts that you have developed over the years and your experience. What did you make of the Peter Strzok testimony?
Well, I thought he was very arrogant, very smug. I thought he made a lot of excuses for very poor behavior. And for him to suggest to the American people that a bias is not a political view. That's exactly what a political view is. It's a bias, okay? And for him to try to draw a distinction between the two and his ignorant explanation as to how they're different, and I was really taken by his lack of responsibility, lack of humility, and for him, as an FBI agent, to suggest that all the FBI agents working on a major case can go ahead and make comments about it and not be held accountable, that's absolutely ridiculous. And his explanation that my comments were not biased, they were just political views, when you are the key investigator on two different cases that are very, very much pertaining to what he's talking about. One, if he was on a jury doing that, he would be kicked off.
Right.
And I've handled hundreds of investigations. We're not allowed to talk to family about important investigations, especially one involving the presidency of the United States. And so for him to try to make that and draw a distinction and his ridiculous excuse, you have to remember, it was midnight, and I was, you know, I was trying to go out on my wife at the time, and, you know, I didn't get enough sleep, and, you know, what the dog ate my homework, and, you know, it was really ridiculous, and I was also taken by Congressman Louis Gohmert really getting after him, trying to show what a liar he is because he was going out on his wife. Did you give the same routine to your wife when you were going out on her? It was an inappropriate comment, but a hell of a comment at the same time.
Well, as a judge and with his background in the legal system, Louis Gohmert couldn't help himself. I mean, you know, and that's, I got to imagine for you as well, this is like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. It's just a screech, you know, one thing after another, how disconnected from reality. I mean, hey, let's just review basically, and I was surprised this didn't come out in the hearing, is let's define bias. I mean, according to the dictionary, it's prejudice in favor of or against one thing, person, or group compared with another, usually in a way considered to be unfair. Just from that basic definition, bias clearly was on display, and you would think even more so, even if you consider the FBI handbook that says that they should avoid even all manner of suspicion or suspect of said bias and in their behavior. So, you know, that's out the door, and now we're trying to explain something, and he's in a bucket of gum himself, and he wants everybody else to get in the same bucket. This is incredible.
Yeah, I totally agree with that assessment. And also, there was one congressman, who I don't remember who he was, who said, "You've embarrassed yourself. You've embarrassed." I know that was Louis Gohmert also, wasn't
it? Yes, right, yes.
"You've embarrassed FBI. I've talked to the FBI. I've talked to plenty of them." And I know he has. He knows lots of them. He's been in the justice system quite a long time. He's correct. This is a huge embarrassment to the FBI. And as you alluded to, the standard the FBI has is way above what Agent Stroke Stoltz was trying to say. And it is. You have to avoid the appearance of bias and prejudice. You might have your own opinions. That's fine.
Right.
But you do not at any time get to display them or allow them to get in your way. And when he said, "We will stop him," or "We will stop it," talking to his mistress or girlfriend or cousin, whatever it was, come on. Do you think there's anybody who doesn't think that what he was talking about was exactly preventing the president, the candidate at the time, President Trump, from taking office? That's exactly what he said. That's exactly what he meant. It was exactly in conformity with his political bias and political views. And they were huge. And he let them go again yesterday when he said, "Yes, I couldn't let this. Yeah, I had to say this because this guy's horrible, mean speech and treatment of this family who lost somebody in the war." I mean, he, right then, he admitted it.
Yes.
And so then we still, of course, have these Democrats that say, "You deserve a Purple Heart. You've been wounded here. You've been mistreated here. Oh, you're such a poor thing."
I mean, to reduce the significance of a Purple Heart over this. There's not even a hangnail broken here, and they want to give him a Purple Heart. I mean, this is like about as disgusting as giving a Purple Heart to John Kerry.
Yeah, the sergeant who was a traitor, and we found out that he actually was AOL.
Yes, right.
POI, you know,
yeah, exactly.
POW. And so, I mean, that's one of Barack Obama's biggest fiascos in the history of his tenure as president. But,
Well, Sheriff Mack, you know, when you talk about, again, and I thought this was brought out very clearly, and people need to hold this in perspective, this is the number two guy. I mean, the position, the prominent position that Peter Stroke was in, the responsibility that went with that position, he needed to be held, just as James Comey and others in leadership, to an even stricter standard of the FBI ethic, do they not?
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know if you know this, but my father was an FBI agent.
No, I wasn't aware of that.
He spent 25 years in the FBI, and And my cousin was actually the deputy director of the FBI, the number two man in the FBI.
Wow.
And their standards and their professionalism were worlds above this guy who testified yesterday.
Well, there's a lot to be learned here, and the Democrats insisted that there were more important things to talk about in terms of the rule of law, what's happening with the immigration. And Sheriff, I want to talk to you about that. But I'm saying, look, at before you can get with these other issues, you know, we've got to fix the main issue, and that's the rule of law, and it is being compromised here right now. If we take this dysfunction that was on display to the border, we're not going to solve the problem. We've got more from
the final
Sheriff
phase
Matt.
Of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the American Fresh and Independent, just the way you like us, and we're coming at you full bore here. And we've got retired Sheriff Richard Mack with us, a champion of constitutional values, author, teacher, constitutional leader. Anything that has to do with the Constitution, you know I'm in, all in, because that is the basis of our citizenship. This is why you have to be activated. The time of a casual citizenship is over, ladies and gentlemen. Look what's happening to our country. By the grace of God, Donald Trump enters in, and I believe it is the hand of God that came in to save our country, and even for that matter, to save the world. Look what's happening overseas, Sheriff Mack. What Donald Trump is doing to shake things up there with the, you know, with NATO and getting them to step up and to fortify and to really make NATO a stronger entity, not weaker. And then, of course, you get people here in this country, all these pundits that know very little about business. You know, that'd be like me trying to wax eloquent about the legal system. I'm not an attorney. I know what lane to stay in. But for them, they're rather reckless. And, you know, what they have to say is so obviously opinionated. And it demonstrates to me that they know little about business and little about negotiation. But thank God we've got somebody like Donald Trump who's pulling back the curtain on all these things. And what we hear time and again is former presidents have tried to do this. They've not been successful, whether it's North Korea, whether it's dealing with Russia, whether it's dealing with, you know, Germany and their pomp and circumstance and arrogance to backdoor the whole proposition of NATO here and do that Russian pipeline that they've done that's tied into their former chancellor. I mean, it almost sounds like the Clinton Foundation has gone to Germany or something. It's insane.
Yeah, it really is insane, and it's amazing how surprising it is to the pundits and to other leaders across Europe that there's a president from the United States who actually speaks the truth and speaks his mind instead of mama-coddling these national organizations, NATO, that we've been in for 75 years, and it really has accomplished very little except to extract money from the United States for European causes. And so now there's a president with the guts and the wherewithal to speak his mind and to defend America and to put America first, and people can't handle that. Mm-hmm. Oh, what a horrible president that is so mean to our allies. You know what? He's telling the truth. You know,
exactly.
They don't even address what he's saying. They just address how he says it. And so, no, my hat's off to President Trump on that. Mm-hmm. Finally, we have some true leadership in the White House.
And look at the response of the leadership of the NATO nations. They're stepping up. You know, it wasn't, hey, in 2020 we'll think about paying. No, it goes now. You need to get up to 2%. In fact, not only 2%, 4% is better. And because of the threats. And, you know, as he said very clearly, hey, look, you're closer to Russia than we are. And, you know, and with the shenanigans they're doing and, you know, North Korea. And look, we've got a very aggressive China as well. So what are you going to do to push back? And interestingly enough, here in the homeland, we've got all these people saying, look, I'm tired of America being the police of the world. And then they complain because Trump is making them pay for their police force. And they're upset because, well, we didn't want to hurt their feelings.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing. We don't want to hurt their feelings. Yeah, that sounds like the mama coddling we got under Obama and, quite frankly, Bush.
Exactly. And the NATO Secretary General, his response is, thank God for Donald Trump and his leadership. Look at what's going on in our coffers. We've got more money in here than we've ever had to address, you know, defense issues, military issues that need to be, which is the reason, you know, for NATO to exist anyway. That's why it is so ironic and hypocritical of Merkel and the Germans to do this backdoor agreement with the Russians. It's like, wait a minute, hello, didn't you see what happened already, you know, with the Ukraine and what Russia did in terms of leveraging their influence and power? They just said, hey, look, if you're not going to do what we want you to do, we're going to turn off the gas.
Yeah, it is. And I think that Trump is the one leader who's finally, maybe the wrong word, maybe right word, who has a little bit intimidated Putin. And Putin knows he can't pull anything over on President Trump, and that's exactly what America needs.
Well, you know, and that's the other thing, too, and I'm glad you brought this up regarding Putin, is that wasn't it Barack Obama, before he was elected, said that he, the first time, said that he was willing to meet with any country's leader without precondition. And now Trump is meeting with Putin on the heels of, you know, the suspected collusion, which is, you know, forget about that, but certainly they meddled. And so, you know, they, I guess, have a perspective. I mean, they're so concerned about causing problems and igniting a war on one hand. Boy, they're rather bullish in what they think Trump should do in negotiating some sort of resolve or at least some clear understanding with Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, and I think he's done a great job there. And I think, as you alluded to, the collusion investigation from Mueller. As a former detective and investigator, I have to tell you, his phishing tactics are way too obvious. Going after the president's lawyers is proof positive. He has nothing on the president, or he would have already. He would need to violate the client. Privilege, which he's already done, and he's probably broken several other laws. It looks like he's almost torturing Manafort to get something out of him, so he'll either fabricate or come up with some story. And it looks like, to me, it's pretty close to getting him to lie, because he's going to keep him in solitary confinement. And I'm telling you right now, that is a real torture.
Yeah,
And no human being should go through that. I mean, that's the last resort.
Exactly.
And you've got a white-collar criminal or accused criminal who hasn't been charged with anything, really, and they're just holding him there in solitary confinement. No, ridiculous. I'm telling you right now, Mueller has nothing, or he wouldn't have needed to go after Manafort or Cohen, either one.
Well, here it is, almost been 2 years, all this money that's been invested, and people are saying, hey, where's the beef? There's no beef here. You even have at a point when Strzok himself had said, there's nothing there. And so it became, a process of manufacturing something. And, what I sense a little bit here, Sheriff Mack, is that maybe Mueller's looking for a soft exit, that he can get out in such a way and hold on to something, because in light of, the way the FBI has been impugned, and it's not just the FBI, it's all these other three-letter agencies, you know, the IRS and the EPA, the stuff that they did under the Obama administration particularly, is just disgusting. This whole, all these institutions, these government institutions that the people entrust for them to be fair and to be righteous, have been most unfair and most unrighteous.
They really have. The left is screaming to get rid of ICE. Why aren't they screaming to get rid of the FBI?
That's starting to bubble up a little bit, but yeah. those voices are being quieted, because that's coming from conservative ranks. If the liberals were yelling, in terms of the liberal voice, the liberal voice is heard louder than the conservative voices in terms of the FBI. The liberal voices, the radicals are yelling, get rid of ICE, but we're not hearing the same type of the same type of audio and disdain for the FBI. It's starting to bubble up, but not like ICE.
I'm all for helping them both. Let's start with the IRS and work our way down.
Well, when they talk about meddling, Sheriff Mack, we were talking about this the other day. Here they've been talking about the meddling of our election process by Russians. And I say, well, how about all the meddling that was done by the Democratic Party domestically? It's like we're stepping over that egregious meddling, and we're worried about Putin, that even the intelligence community, including James Clapper, says, we can't prove that there was one vote changed. But now suddenly it was, they definitely are responsible for electing Donald Trump. I don't know how they get there. That's a big leap for me. Sheriff Richard Mack has been our guest, as always, an honor and pleasure.
pleasure, Sheriff Mack.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump having tea with the Queen next after meetings with British Prime Minister Theresa May earlier today at a joint news conference with May. The president said he's told Great Britain, whatever you do is okay with us when it comes to the nation's exit from the European Union.
She's going to make a decision as to what she's going to do.
And despite saying in a Thursday interview that May's so-called soft Brexit plan could put U.S.-UK trade in jeopardy, he says at the news conference,
the only thing I ask of Theresa is that we make sure we can trade, that we don't have any restrictions, because we want to trade with the UK and the UK wants to trade with us. We're by far their biggest trading partner, and we have, you know, a tremendous opportunity to double, triple, quadruple that.
This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
Bill Martinez live.
Somebody testify, testify. If you believe.
Back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, many of you have heard me talk about my involvement with Songs and Stories for Soldiers. The foundation has been helping veterans suffering from PTSD, sleep deprivation, and suicide. Suicide rates still about, 22 veterans every day are committing suicide. And if that doesn't break your heart, I don't know what will. It is devastating. Songs and Stories for Soldiers now working with over 110 veteran service facilities across this country, have distributed over 15,000 MP3 players. I don't know if you've seen them, but they're absolutely awesome. They're these little small, like the Apple MP3 players that you're used to seeing. And they are wonderful. They come loaded with songs and stories, and we hear anecdotally from veterans how this is saving them. And needless to say, we are greatly encouraged. And you got to understand, the demand is growing rapidly, and the need for contributions is increasing. I mean, basically, this thing has outgrown itself. It's just grown so fast, and we need your help. Can you help us out? We're just asking that, look, if you can, go to the website, songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us, songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. click the contribute button, $10, and that will, for $10, you can buy an MP3 player for one of our vets. Okay, so join me with songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Donate as much as you can. Thank you for your help. This thing is just off and rolling. We've got lots of vets that we still need to help, and this thing is expanding faster than we can keep up with, and we need your help. And we thank you for your partnership. Hey, with us right now is a dear friend of mine. For full disclosure's sake, I mean, Bob Cook and I have been joined at the hip going back many, many years ago. We were blessed to be involved with a church and ministry, Promise Keepers. We were heavily involved in establishing a 24/7 prayer team. We went after the gates of hell, and we definitely paid paid the price for it. But I got to tell you, it was absolutely extraordinary. And Bob has been such a blessing to me and my family over the years, and highly regarded. Bob is now retired. His family, he had a family business, part of a family business. So he's a businessman. He knows what it's all about when you sign the front of a check. And excited like I am to see dreams and aspirations of the coming next generation of entrepreneurs that are busting out, that have been pent up over the years. And because of Donald Trump, we've got such increasing enthusiasm about small business development in our country. And this is all to start because this all has to do about the enlargement and the realization of everyone's God-given destiny, and it is exciting times. Bob, an honor as always to be talking to you, and especially to have you on the show. How you doing?
Good morning, Dr. Bill. Thank you for having me on your show.
Hey, you are always a blessing, sir, and I appreciate you here. This has been an incredible week in our country with the nomination of a Supreme Court justice in the mold of Antonin Scalia, Judge Kavanaugh. Rather impressive. What was your perspective when you heard the announcement last Monday from President Trump of Judge Kavanaugh?
Well, my perspective is summed up. My son, who's just starting a business, and he was a little late in filing his taxes, but he did everything according to the book. He got a stay of execution, so he goes down there and he presents his information to the tax preparer, and the guy says everything looks great. Just one little problem. Because you didn't have health insurance, you need to write a check for $1,300. And my son was stunned. What for? Well, because you didn't have health insurance, and Obamacare provides a tax if you don't have health insurance. And so I realized then, I told my son, you see why this is so important? You see why now we need a constitutional court instead of judges who make law from the bench? Because it can't, this is the what trickled down to you at this level. Right. It couldn't be more important to end the tyranny of the Warren Court after 5 decades of justices making law from the bench.
Exactly.
Neutering Congress, neutering the executive branch. I'm just so happy it's finally over.
Really. Yeah, we'll the projection is, Bob, that Kavanaugh, it will be easier than expected. I hope that is the case for him to be confirmed, and will replace that swing vote of Justice Kennedy. And his background, I was so impressed by what he had to share, his comments after the president introduced him, in talking about his family, his upbringing. It had to be tough for these liberals. You know, he's talking about how his mother served the underprivileged, the black schools particularly, in Washington, D.C., how they took on becoming attorneys, and how he was, his early exposure to the legal system was at the dining table with his parents, and you know, and what I've held on to is what his mother, you know, his mother, Mother Kavanaugh, had to share with him, and that echoes. And thank, you know, I'm thankful that he shared this with us, because she would say in her closing arguments to, you know, to the jury, you know, she would caution them, say, use your common sense. What rings true? What rings false? And I think that is a valid question before us today in our government, especially in light of what we went through yesterday with the Peter Stork hearing.
Well, what an amazing hearing. And the first thing that, what little limited exposure I had to it, was in a long line of people who testified before the Judicial Committee have such an adversarial attitude towards elected officials. And these are employees of the government.
Exactly.
But I'm wondering, as I watch their arrogant responses, how is it that you guys can sit there like that? Because these effectively are your bosses. So it can only be, my first question would be, do you have a get out of jail card?
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise your responses are just totally inappropriate.
Right. Very arrogant. And you've had to sit, you know, sit down with employees and give employee evaluations. Could you imagine one of your employees responding in the manner which Peter Strzok did?
Well, I did experience that occasionally from employees, and their employment lasted all of about 5 seconds.
They got reassigned. They got reassigned, right?
They did get reassigned. Their next check came from somewhere else.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, this is the thing that's most amazing, and even more so is you have the Democrats that are representing the other half of the constituency of the United States, and, you know, Louis Gutierrez had said that the Republicans were more interested in protecting Trump. I'm not sure how he gets there with his thinking, but if that's what he's thinking, then I got to go along with him and say, okay, well, then what is your interest? Your interest is to bring down the president if that is one side of the coin and you represent the other side of the coin. So how, if that is the perspective and that's what's being held, how do we get down to the bottom and really get to the truth of what happened in the 2016 election, if the Russians meddled or not? But I think there was more meddling domestically, as proven here by Peter Strzok and, sadly, some members of the FBI. And let's not even talk about John Podesta and the lack of security of the Clinton emails. I mean, this is one humongous mess. We got more from Bob Cook. We got to go to break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800
540-8816, 800-540-8816, 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez live.
I got to tell you, I maintain if we're going to get this country back on track, we really have to be target focused on the truth, okay? And don't give me this deal that, truth, you know, what is truth? It's relevant. You know, that's a big lie. There is the truth, and it is undeniable. It is that, that line of thinking and understanding that will keep you up all night when you realize that there is a difference from your perspective and what the truth is if you are searching for it. I say that not as an indictment, pointing fingers out. I'm saying that experientially because that's what I had to go through when I realized myself, Bob Cook, that, I was living a gray life. I thought, well, you know, I was caught up in the culture and I thought, hey, it's okay. You know, I don't know that I was clever enough to think that God would grade on the curve, but it was just, I just thought that, hey, this is the way it works. You know, you got to play the game. You know, these are the rules of the game. You're not totally truthful, but you're not totally a liar. You're somewhere in between and somehow that gives you, room to move.
Like the great pastor E.D. Hill said when somebody said something like that to him one time, he goes, "Don't you just wish that was true?"
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well,
yeah,
you know,
I just wish God would grade on the curve.
Yeah.
Don't you just wish that was true?
Yeah, I've said we'll pretend if that's what you want to do. But at some point you got to deal with reality and God, thank God in his grace and mercy allowed me to deal with that. And it was shocking. I mean, it really stopped me in my tracks, Bob. I had to go, God, can I have some time here? I mean, I deserve to be annihilated for being an idiot. Can I have some roadway? Can I have some time? You know, as much as possible, because that's our human instinct. I mean, yes, there is the cross and that overcomes everything. But you want to at least have an opportunity to study to show yourself approved.
Amen. That's right. Yeah.
Anyway,
I mean, you got to have that basis. You know,
right.
Seems to be lacking in these committees you know, there's one side doesn't seem to have any moral compass at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, why is lying okay? You know,
right?
Why do you get out of jail for sitting there arrogantly telling lies and denying facts that are self-evident to everybody?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why is cheating on your wife okay? I mean, yeah. The disdain. You know, I know Louis Gohmert wasn't particularly artful about bringing that on the record, but that's another one of those 800,000-pound gorillas in the room. You're talking with somebody who is a liar and a cheater, and, you know, somehow you're giving him standing and credibility. And I like the story that you shared. Share it with our audience.
Well, when Ross Perot, a lot of people may not know who he was, but and actually I think he's still alive, but when Ross Perot was running for president,
Getting a lot of traction, by the way, I want you to know, he was getting a lot of traction, and he was making sense and connecting with the people. And I got to say this real quick, only because you mentioned him, is that when Donald Trump first started running, also a businessman, but Ross Perot could not, you know, bring it to the finish line. But a lot of people saw that from a business perspective, we needed to have a businessman in the White House, and it took us, another decade or two before we got a businessman in the White House. But my first instinct and my first question, and especially asking people who knew Donald Trump really well, was, you know, kind of the same question that Mike Flynn asked. You know, are you serious? Are you really in? Are you going to ride this out, or is this just going to be another one of those Ross Perot things? Anyway, that aside, go ahead and win your story.
And apparently, because Gohmert was, he's a Texan, right?
Yeah.
So apparently,
just like you, you're a Texan, boots and all, and the belt buckle.
Apparently, to us Texans, marriage fidelity is important. Mm. Can you imagine that?
Oh, novel.
So Ross Perot, a story came out, and he shocked the business world by firing the number two guy in his company, who was essentially, everybody claimed, the architect of his success. And so in responding to that criticism, Ross Perot said, hey, the first thing you need to know is I made this guy a lot of money. And they said, well, why would you fire a guy just because he committed adultery? And he said, even though I'm not a church-going man, I figure that anybody who would cheat on the wife that God gave him without fear would have no trouble cheating on his partner.
Wow.
And so that's why I think Gohmert's question was so appropriate, because it obviously displays an example that, sir, if you're willing to cheat on your wife to the extent that you did, why would we sit here? Why would you have any credibility with us?
Yeah.
Because that was really the question.
Why would you not cheat on our country?
Yeah, exactly. Cheat on the FBI, which you clearly did. Using FBI equipment to carry on his affair with his girlfriend, Lisa. I mean, just on and on and on.
Yeah.
And then he sits there arrogantly defying the elected officials of our country with a display, with a really just an unbelievable display of arrogant disdain for them as who they are.
Yeah. No, it's a disrespect, really. And sadly, the Democrats cannot see this, and hopefully they can, for the good of all concerned. I mean, for the good of their party, for the good of the country. You know, I've maintained, Bob, that, you know, what we're dealing with here in America is not a Democrat or Republican thing. It's an us thing. It's the United States of America. Yes, it's a two-party system, but all hands are required to be on deck to deal with the issues. And by that, you've got to come with a servant's heart to address the problem. And unfortunately, you know, we're not addressing the problem. We're getting caught in a bucket of gum trying to argue what the definition of is. That's how stupid this has become. And what a waste for the people. And so it requires, and this is the thing that we can enjoy about what our founding fathers gave us. At the very foundation of our country, it is a government of, for, and by we the people. By that statement, it means we are in the position of authority. But if we don't claim that authority, if we don't sit in that seat of authority, you've got this morass of insanity that was on display yesterday and will continue because of the partisanship that has taken place. So if you don't like the government that you have and what you're seeing on display right now, then you better, number one, make sure that you're registered to vote. Make sure that you are informed, that your level of intelligence has more substance than the thickness of a bumper sticker. Please. And then the next thing you do is you actually go out and vote. And as we've said many times, Bob, you've heard me say this, when you go to vote, don't go by yourself. Take your neighbor. Take somebody. Take. Fill up the van. Go down as a group. Go and vote. Right?
Yeah. Yep. There's so many things you can do to help like that. And that's a great idea. Really is. You know, in your neighborhood, whether it's an apartment complex or a retirement community, you know, what an opportunity to, you know, provide transportation to vote, to get people out to vote. Who cares who you vote for? Just vote.
Exactly.
Get things going.
Well,
that's,
Bob,
that's a wonderful suggestion.
Well, I know you, as a student of leadership as I am, we're very pleased to see, contrary to what the pundits, the liberal pundits, would have to say about our president, I believe he served us and he served the world proud by calling into question some obvious breakdowns in the credibility and the fortification of NATO.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, he goes right for the throat, which sometimes if I had a criticism of Trump and I want to say, like, people would get in my face about who, you know, I know you're a Trump supporter. Well, let me tell you what kind of Trump supporter I am. If he ran for president today, I'd vote for him. Mm-hmm. If he ran next week, I'd vote for him. If he runs a year from now, I'd vote for him. So that's my level of commitment to President Trump. But if he, but when he doesn't tell us in advance what the issues are, and then he goes in and on the, it looks like he's attacking people when really all he's doing is pointing out issues that have long existed, like he did with Germany. I mean, that deal with Germany, that was a real eye-opener. 70% of their crude oil comes from Russia, and they're going to increase it to 90%.
Bob, the other part of this deal is that aren't there sanctions right now against Russia about doing business with them? And then you got the former chancellor of Germany all complicit. I mean, this sounds like a Clinton Foundation scheme. And he's going around, he's working this deal in the back door, and he's subterfuging what the rest of the allies agreed on in saying, look at, you know, Russia is a pariah. They don't need to, you know, we don't need to deal with them. And of course, President Trump doesn't get any credit for that. And even calling Germany into question on this, the pundits don't give him credit. They say, oh, well, he's too nice to Putin and too nice to Russia. Wait a minute. He called him out, and the rest of the international community or the NATO alliance are going, thank God Trump is here, because we didn't know how to tell Angela Merkel that she was a knucklehead.
She is a knucklehead. What a knucklehead.
Yeah.
She really is.
Really? How do you justify that? Anyway, go ahead. I'm going to let you summarize this, because we only got a couple seconds left, so you can.
Okay, here's my summary. I looked online during the commercial break, and I found songs and stories for soldiers, and I'm going to donate. That's my conclusion. Thanks, Bill, for doing that, because that is a wonderful, wonderful thing to do for. You can't do enough for these veterans. You just can't.
You got it. Bob Cook, thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is...